from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
We made an absolute balls up of this yesterday.
We're
well,
going to
because
again.
All of our microphones are on different lags different, and in different rooms.
Different locations. That's right.
Let's see if we can all say top six at the same time.
Yeah, let's all lead into this. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, here
all
we go.
Here it is.
Top six. Oh, it was pretty awful, wasn't it?
I tried to go earlier.
I went so early. I don't know how it sounded.
I think I went late thinking that these guys would be late.
Yes.
Anyway.
I had to listen back to it yesterday and my God, did I laugh. It was
a mess.
So
it was a mess. Well, that's what happens when you can't all gather in your normal place of work and spread around.
That's right.
The beautiful city that we live in, Melbourne.
Mm.
But nothing's stopping this show, mate. I'll tell
no
you
way.
What. It'll take more than a virus to break us, if indeed that's what's happened.
Yep.
Top six at six, coming in at number one. Trying to be a beer man backfires for Donny Perrottet 2 days in a row as he's not photographed sipping a beer while standing up.
Now photographed.
Oh, you've made a little mistake have you, buddy?
A little mistake.
Now, Matthew and Lauren have both decided not to turn their keys this morning.
I'm distracted by the giant thumb on my screen, Molly.
Oh.
It's Marty's face.
That was Lauren always says I look like a thumb on Zoom.
It's the lighting.
You actually got terrible lighting going on there.
Yeah, I know.
It's shocking.
And I've paid two guys to come in and set this lighting rig up.
Well, sack them.
What happened to your ring light?
Well, Matthew's got it.
That's at the flower wall.
It's
flower.
It's flower wall. He loves an older light, Matthew.
Gives better radiation.
Yeah, it really does. Well, I won't bother reading the Donny Perrottet thing again.
No.
Mark Wahlberg set to open his first Wahlburgers restaurant in Australia just steps away from the Sydney Opera House.
Talked about this ages ago.
Yeah, I thought it had been coming for a while.
Well, he's always out here with his F-45s.
Oh, that's right. That's what it is. Oh, burgers and F-45.
And he's obviously liked the way his F-45s are going and he's opening the burger chain.
Yeah.
He came here to pump this up as something he was going to launch, and then he did that big gambling campaign that he's currently on our screens
and then
for
COVID
at
happened.
The same time.
Yeah, that's right. So somewhere near the Opera House, he's opening his first Wahlburgers. Pretty high traffic foot area.
Oh, yeah. Good place to open.
If you can't sell a burger there, you can't sell a burger anywhere.
Yeah.
Number three, former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian used a decoy car to fool media after her resignation. Had a touch of the O.J. Simpsons about it, this one.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Chappelle Corby. Just a car heading off that everyone thought Gladys was in. But she wasn't. Strange thing to do, isn't it?
Mm. Maybe she just wants to be a private citizen now and just disappear.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Strange thing to do if they weren't following her and it was all for nothing, but they were.
Yeah, there was a chopper in the air.
Yes.
Well, she's going to go home, isn't she?
Feed her cat.
It's not like she's on the run.
Yeah, I know. Where do you think she's going? Molly Mook.
I don't know that reference.
It's a little beach south of Sydney near Ulladulla. Some people would have loved that. Four. More than 100 employees have told their story as part of a major Four Corners investigation into allegations about former chief executive Dennis Hanlon. Dennis Hanlon, of course, ran Sony for many, many, many decades.
Mm.
And it's coming to the fore now that he might have been a very difficult manager.
Mm.
And the allegation is that he was a workplace bully, and more than 100 employees have spoken about their experiences with the ABC working for and with Dennis. It does seem as though he was doing whatever he wanted. I've never understood the relationship between radio and record companies.
Mm-hmm.
I've never felt like we've had the upper hand in that relationship, which I never understood, because we're playing the music.
Well, it's a partnership.
Well, it's a partnership, but then you make a decision they don't like and they get on the blower and say things like, is Midnight Oil dead to Triple M?
30 seconds.
Because you decide not to do a chat with the drummer.
Marty, number five.
Dennis, you bully. If that's in fact what's happened. Doctors are being offered bribes to flush COVID jabs down the sink and fill out illegal clearances for unvaccinated workers to continue in their jobs.
Bribes?
Ricky Nixon investigated by the AFL for allegedly selling forged premiership memorabilia. Allegedly. He's a strange, strange, strange man, isn't he, Ricky Nixon?
Here we go.
Oh, God, this is going to be a disaster.
Top six at six.
What's on the back page?
Ba-ba-da-ba. Catch the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup action live and exclusive on Fox Cricket. Available on KO. And if you're new to KO, start your free trial today. What is happening in the wide world of Will?
Thank you, Troy. Get into KO. It's a no-brainer at this point.
Oh, sure is. If you haven't got KO this summer, you don't understand summer.
In the second last day of the AFL trade period, that is going to be happening today.
And can I just say, Will, you've really kept the team riveted with your trade updates.
I know. They're important.
The way you've covered the trade period. Phew,
second to none.
Hats off to you.
Look.
Hey, did you get a chance to look at Robbo's top 50 yesterday?
I did. It was very good.
Was it?
Seven Brisbane Lions players. I was happy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you asked.
I didn't get a chance to have a look at it because I was living life. You're busy. Yeah.
Collingwood has secured its priority target of the trade period by landing Patrick Lipinski of the Western Bulldogs for pick 43. A bit of a bargain, some people are suggesting. The Dogs were adamant they wanted an earlier pick than that, and Collingwood ended up winning. So they've had quite a decent trade period to this point, because North Melbourne have been receiving all these offers for the number one draft pick, which means that with Dacos in the wings that they want to pick up, it means that no one is going to bid. North Melbourne aren't going to bid on Dacos with their pick one, which means that Collingwood will have to spend less draft picks to pick him up at pick two. It's confusing, good news for Collingwood. It's lots of fun.
Look, when it's good news for Collingwood, I'm happy.
Yeah. Doing a sports report in the middle of October.
And I think I'm speaking on behalf of Melbourne.
Yeah.
When it's good news for Collingwood, we're all happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Chad Wingard is another player that remains adamant he wants to stay at Hawthorn. There were rumours that he might be traded to GWS, but he put up an Instagram with a gif of Leonardo DiCaprio from The Wolf of Wall Street saying, "I'm not effing leaving," which sort of hinted that he was going to stay at the Hawks. So that's where trade Chad is at the moment. We'll see if anything happens today, but Lipinski to the Magpies is the only big move from yesterday. Good. The Socceroos, we should touch on them because they play Japan tonight in their World Cup qualifying campaign for the World Cup in Qatar next year. So far, we have won our last 11 straight games, international games, which is a current world record for any club in any qualifying campaign of all time.
Is that a fact? Well done.
It's unbelievable. They're in absolutely scintillating form. And they played Japan tonight at 9:14 p.m. Australian time. I'm not sure why it's so specific.
Wow.
We're playing them in Saitama.
That's the Japanese for you.
The Japanese head coach, Hajime Morisyasu, is currently facing
well
the
done.
Sack.
Was he Greek?
If Australia win tonight, they expect he's going to get the sack. So there's big fallout to come out of this one. We're currently the top of Group B ahead of Saudi Arabia. So great form, the Socceroos. And Ricky Nixon, we've touched on it during the news, the former player agent. He's currently being investigated by the AFL for allegedly selling forged Melbourne premiership memorabilia.
It's believed
20 Melbourne supporters had paid $575 plus $20 postage through his Facebook page for footballs that were meant to be signed by the Melbourne Premiership players, and the funds were meant to go to charity. This is according to numerous sources. It's all an allegation at this stage. But some Melbourne fans became suspicious of the legitimacy of the signatures when Charlie Spargo had signed and the number 8 was next to his name, but he actually wears number 9.
Oh, well, that was a fair giveaway.
Bit of a red flag for Ricky and his
I wonder if they were bought somewhere in Bangkok, those footballs.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.